I am visiting with a couple of folks involved with the Ag Chat Foundation, and we're going to learn about a new and very exciting announcement that's, I believe, very important to the current and future of what we're going to do with the Ag Chat Foundation. So I've got with me Darren Grimm, who is our president, and also Emily Zweber. And as we're going to, and well, the announcement is about her. So we're going to talk more about that here. And Darren, I want to start with you as the president. We got a pretty big announcement here. Tell us what the board has decided and what the board has done.
We sure do, Chuck. And exciting is very much the right word here. I guess we're about 18 months old as a foundation, and up until this point, the foundation has existed because of a lot of hard work and effort by a lot of volunteers, and that is much appreciated. But we've reached the point where we're in a position now that we can actually begin to have staff to help us meet our vision and our goals. And the exciting thing today is that we are announcing that Emily Zweber, who herself is both a farmer and has past experience serving as an executive director, will be our new executive director for the Ag Chat Foundation.
Well, that is great news, and I know that it has, you know, being on the board myself, this is something that's really been contemplated and maybe hoped for since we started the Ag Chat Foundation. What will this kind of mean to our effort as we move forward?
I think the biggest thing is we all have had from day one a very clear vision of what our goal is, empowering farmers and ranchers to connect with social media, and I think we've executed that very well. We've ran a couple of annual training conferences, got a high marks for our effort, the effort there, and I think that by having an executive director, it really allows us to propel forward our efforts. Simply, we have the resources now to be able to do some of the things we've always wanted to do.
Well, let's meet our executive director, Emily, and it's so great to have you on board here. First question is, tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe about why you decided that this is something you wanted to do.
Well, thank you, Chuck. Like you said, my name is Emily Zweber, and my husband and I, we co-own and operate an organic dairy farm in Minnesota. But mainly my past experiences is working with nonprofits. I've worked with membership-based organizations, and I've also most recently was served as the executive director for the Minnesota Agriculture in the Classroom Foundation. So my passion is really working with volunteers and working with organizations that have, you know, clear missions and goals, and really working in the agriculture industry to further those organizations, those nonprofits. So I'm really excited to get on board with the Ag Chat Foundation. Been involved with it since the beginning, using social media both for our farm and personal use, and, you know, it's really exciting to be involved in something that I'm really passionate about.
Talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing as the executive director. What are some of the things you are going to get started on? And, you know, I know that just like a lot of especially young organizations, there's still a lot of foundational work, to use the term, going on here. But what are some of the things you're going to get started doing? And you know, since we are all social media here, I'm just going to guess that those things will be very visible, too.
Yes. As Darren had mentioned, the Ag Chat Foundation has really been founded on volunteer efforts. And so I see my role is bringing all those volunteers, the board members, the advisory board, all those involved with the foundation together in a more cohesive fashion so that we really can get more power behind our mission and going forth and doing the things that they have set forth as their goals. Coming up, there'll be some more trainings that the foundation's going to be doing, so helping with that and making those bigger and, you know, more better and that sort of thing. And then also just getting a base in the foundation behind the organization with funds, with volunteers, and just getting more people excited and around the mission and the goals of the organization.
So are you officially on board now as we're speaking?
Yes, I am. I actually started last Friday.
All right. Well, now that we have you in place, Emily, I dare say that there might actually be a few eyebrows raised out there because, You know, we are, as Darren said, less than 2 years old organizationally, although we are kind of an outgrowth of the weekly Twitter conversation we know as Ag Chat, which has been going on longer than that, but still relatively young. And the idea of having an organization that really embraces social media on the farm side and the farm sector, I think is probably a surprise, or will be, to a lot of people. And how do you see that maybe playing out in terms of now garnering more support? Because this, I think, will tell a lot of people that we're a more solid organization. We now have somebody who is helping us do the kind of the day-to-day things that any organization like what we're trying to be really has to have.
Absolutely, Chuck. The naming the executive director was a huge step forward for the organization, and I think, you know, my role is really to bring all those the folks in that are thinking about using social media, are using social media, and really, you know, empowering our mission of empowering farmers and ranchers. There's been a lot of bits and starts out there in the industry, you know, using different platforms, and really, you know, our organization will be there as the foundation to really tie it all together and to help folks, you know, tie it together with the way that they would want to use it as well.
Well, we're looking for, we're always looking for additional help, volunteers, and this, you know, up till this point has been completely a volunteer effort. How about, or what would you say, I guess, maybe in terms of encouraging people who think, you know, somehow I'd like to help this organization out? We're pretty open, whether that's a help in terms of some of the campaigns that we might run or conferences, but that could also include financial support, i.e. donations, or maybe a company that wants to perhaps help support us through some form of a sponsorship, right?
That's right, Chuck. You know, all good nonprofits need support and donors and sponsorships. And so if anybody's interested in learning more about the organization and how they can help and contribute, they can just visit our website, which is agchat.org. And there they can find a ton of information about what is happening, the exciting things that have been happening in the past, and what's going to be going on in the future. Also, there's a way that they can easily contribute donations to the organization to help us really meet our mission in the years to come, and to be that sustainable force behind what we're doing. And if people are interested in volunteering, there's information there, too, how they can reach us and connect with us. And we really hope that more people will get involved, and as more people get involved, the organization will continue to grow.
Well, I am certainly looking forward to it. Still on the board, and I think, Darren, we've got a board meeting coming up here, and before Christmas still, and there'll probably be some more news coming out from Ag Chat Foundation after that meeting as well. But boy, this is great news, big news. Anything else that either of you can think of that would be appropriate to kind of let people know or say about this decision at this point we haven't touched on?
I just think to summarize it, I think it's a big step for us. It's an exciting step, and yet we really encourage people to get involved and stay involved, because that's really the key that it's going to take to make our organization successful.
Well, congratulations once again to you, Emily, as the executive director for the Ag Chat Foundation. Looking forward to working with you and seeing how we continue to develop this thing we know as Ag Chat.
Thank you, Chuck.